Hey everyone, it's Russ Walsh again of Russ Walsh's popular radio program. Just want to say everybody, it's nearly the big 1-4. 14 episodes? That's literally 2 weeks of content. And the only way it's happened is because of people like you. You. I'm talking about you. No, not you. Get out of here, Rory. And Gabe. Yucko. Go get back to your ugly-ass podcast that nobody likes. I'm making jokes for all my Pesterchem Radio fans, but for all you normal listeners, those are two oily owl scroats that no one gives a shit about. No! This is Russ Walsh's popular radio program, and we are here again! And it's Monday, and we are having fun! God dang it. I attended Mega Man's funeral. It wasn't fun. But they had little shrimp platters. So I just wanted to close that little saga in my life. I know, I'm one of those people who get over shit easily, okay? So don't criticize me. Second, Weejuf was fucking lying about there being a Russ Walsh effing other podcast. Look, I spent over $255,000, investing in an ad campaign that I canceled at the last minute. And I already, wasted, $25,000 in expenditure. And how do I make that money back? I ain't got no t-shirts. You want a t-shirt? I'll give you a t-shirt. I ain't gonna make me money. I'm a broke-ass man now. All I got is this microphone in a cardboard box and a life supply of this horrible food I'm gonna review, and this Monday is Russ Reviews. That's where a bumper would be if I could afford a bumper, but I can't afford bumpers. I'm ass poor, and I'm living off these shitty-ass pieces of shit. Twizzlers. Now, a lot of you on the internet think Twizzlers are awesome. I don't know what the internet thinks anymore, because I live in a box, but you kids like Twizzlers? What? What? Twizzlers are mad gross. Red Vines is doing it better, everybody, and they're still pretty gross. And there's, scientific factors to prove why Twizzlers are grosser. For one, they aren't sweet. Isn't that a point of Red Vines? Hey! Second, you can't turn it into a straw! Isn't that, Red Vines, you can turn it into a straw, man! And it's got, guess what's got texture and is not melty and horrible? Red Vines! Just buy Red Vines! Look, I mean, you can eat Twizzlers if there ain't no Red Vines, even though it's, you know what? Don't even do that. Just stop it. Fuck. I don't care if you're like a Wonka file. I think it's a Willy Wonka product. Who cares? That's another thing I'm going to review. Willy Wonka candy, you're bullshit. Nerds, yuck. Nerds rope, yucko, more. Shock tarts? Maybe even bottle caps are alright. Bottle caps are fine, and still, they're not that good. Just get some real-ass candy for adults, like a chocolate bar or something. Go get a Snickers or a Reese's Cup. Don't eat a Wonka candy. Internet? Look, if you're a child, I guess you can have it, but, stop it. Fuck, it's gross. Laffy Taffy, also gross. All that candy's gross. Secondly, about Twizzlers, I don't like. You can't be as good as Red Vines, and you can't even, black licorice. I love black licorice, the flavor itself. I love black licorice jelly beans. I like Good and Plenty. I like black licorice jujubes. Fucking licorice vines are gross. I'm basically saying if it carries the title of licorice, don't eat it. But if you're going to have to eat any of it, don't eat Twizzlers. Stop it. I don't know how much more of this I could. I wish I could say more about this. I really do, but I can't. It just makes me too angry, and I just can't get over it. I'm sorry. If it does make you feel any better though, those big vines, the big red vines. I don't know if they're. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're actually Red Vines. Those are pretty good, because they're big and fun. This has been Russ Walsh's popular radio program. I'll see you at a later date. Just don't eat Twizzlers. Please, everybody, just don't.